So I had to ask, you talked about C.S. Lewis a little bit, and you read a lot about C.S. Lewis. What's your favorite C.S. Lewis book ever?
Well, I would have to say my favorite is his novel Perelandra,
Yes!
second in his space trilogy,
See,
Out of the Silent
the
Planet,
first
of
one,
course,
exactly.
and
That's my
Perelandra
favorite.
and That Hideous Strength. So
Yeah.
Perelandra, yeah, I think the ability to capture imaginatively Eden by representing it on this other planet, which is of course Venus, which
Right.
it could never happen on Venus, given what Venus we know to be like. But that
Be more like
doesn't,
hell.
that's exactly, yeah, that would not be a place for paradise. But of course, it doesn't. That's always been true of science fiction. It doesn't have to work that way, but it's the realm of imagination. But when you see this perfect woman and this perfect man, and you see how they are tempted by
Yeah.
Weston, the Satan figure, and Ransom, who is a messiah figure, of course, nothing like a messiah per se, but truly representing the Lord and advocating on their behalf. And oh, it's just, to me, I read it as a young Christian. It was the first fiction of Lewis that I read. I read it before The Chronicles of Narnia, which I also
Yeah.
love. But boy, what a powerful book. In terms of his nonfiction, the most influential would be Mere Christianity, which it has been for a lot of people. But there are others that I love as well. I love
The Way of Glory.
the Four Loves. The Problem of Pain was actually the first Lewis nonfiction I read, and I'd only been a Christian for about a year.
The Out of the Silent Planet probably is my favorite.
That's great.
I remember reading the book and being just captured with his how he depicts being in the presence of God.
Yes.
And just blew me away thinking this is, I mean, it kind of opened my eyes that when I'm reading the Bible, I'm not reading something stagnant. That I'm when it's talking about God and His presence, there's energy and there's an electricity charge in this that isn't just like if God was in my living room, just okay, go do this. Everything, the majesty of the whole thing, it changed my view. I grew up in church, I become it's easy to become inoculated to wonder and awe, particularly in the Bible and. And are thinking about God. It's so easy. Even after you realize that, it's easy to become inoculated with how awesome God is. And so it's one of those books that I read every once in a while just to remind me that heaven and God is more wonderful and beautiful and majestic and mysterious than I can ever imagine.